At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Mississippi lawmaker being sharply criticized around the nation right now for his comments during a hearing Thursday in the House Committee on Homeland Security with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem in the hot seat. Democrat Benny Thompson characterized the shooting of two National Guard troops in Washington, in which one of them died, as a, quote, unfortunate accident. Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk has made his first in-person court appearance. His lawyers pushing to further limit media access in that case. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the court action in the assassination matter.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graf has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. Several university students who witnessed Kirk's assassination were in court. William Brown says he was about 10 feet from Kirk when he was shot, and his brain is still trying to make sense of it.
Indiana's Republican-led Senate rejecting a redrawn congressional map Thursday that would have favored the party.
Democratic State Senator Fadi Kadora spoke on the Senate floor.
Any political party on earth that cannot run and win based on the merits of its ideas is unworthy of governing.
While other Republican states have moved quickly to redistrict, Indiana lawmakers like State Senator Greg Walker have been far more hesitant.
I believe the bill on its face is unconstitutional.
The GOP senators who voted against the map are likely to face primary challengers backed by Republicans on the side of President Trump. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Mike Lindell, known to TV viewers as the MyPillow guy, says he is running for Minnesota governor in 2026. This is SRN News. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes is celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge has permanently ordered Georgia's prison system to keep providing some kinds of so-called gender-affirming care for transgender prisoners. The state plans to appeal. U.S. District Judge Victoria Calvert ruled that a new state law denying hormone therapy to inmates violated their protection against cruel and unusual punishment. SRN News. National correspondent Ed Donahue reporting on a change ahead as national park gift shops.
The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion to national parks. Next week, the Interior Department is ordering the removal of certain items from national park gift shops.
Honestly, it's just one more thing to add to the list of things that, like, why?
Kathy Skigla-Baglio was visiting the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. The reason given is to create neutral spaces and eliminate merchandise it considers discriminatory. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nice chunk of change on the way to some 18,000 Amtrak workers. They are set to receive a $900 bonus before the end of the year. Department of Transportation says the bonuses will come from Amtrak's Executive Leadership Team bonus packages, where executives forego 50% of their bonuses. More details, srnnews.com.